The Church of Scientology has been at the center of two high-profile rape trials. Scientologist and actor Danny Masterson is accused of drugging and raping three women nearly two decades ago. The women were also members of Scientology and say that church officials tried to stop them from going public. Also, Hollywood director Paul Haggis, a former Scientologist and big critic of the Church of Scientology, was found guilty in a civil trial last week for raping a publicist. He says it was consensual, their sex, and he says the allegations against him were fabricated by the church to destroy his reputation. The Church of Scientology is not a party to either case. And joining us now is Noah Goldberg. He's been covering these trials for the Los Angeles Times. Hi.
Hi, Madeline. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, let's begin with Danny Masterson. Closing arguments are happening today. This trial began in October. And at the time when it began, his lawyers wanted the judge to bar any mention of Scientology throughout the trial. Why?
So, yeah, back in October, his lawyer, Philip Cohen, strenuously tried to get the judge in the case, Charlene Olmedo, to not allow Scientology into the case. Cohen argued at a hearing in October that the actor's proximity to this much maligned religion would be used to paint him as guilty by association. He said that it's disingenuous to say that the government wasn't placing Scientology on trial, even though Scientology wasn't a defendant in the case. And he said that it would make the trial a war on two fronts. He'd be trying to argue that Masterson didn't commit these rapes while also having to, you know, fight this war about Scientology and how much it could be in the trial.
But it has been mentioned in the trial. One of the accusers said that they went to the church for guidance after the after she said she was raped by him, Danny Masterson, and basically said that Scientology told her not to report it, right?
Yeah, Scientology definitely made it into the trial. The judge has limited how much testimony can come in about Scientology, but she says it's key in understanding for the jurors why these women might have delayed reporting the rapes to law enforcement because of their fear of Scientology. And yes, one of the women was brought in by Scientology to talk about the alleged rape, and she had to do weeks of handling, whereas handling is when Scientology makes you, you know, read over L. Ron Hubbard's writings, and it's basically correction for any mistakes that you make in the church, while Masterson himself didn't have to do anything. He was not in any trouble. And some of these women were also told that they, quote, pulled it in, which is a concept in Scientology where anything bad that happens to you is actually your fault because of something you did in the past in your life or in a past life. That brought this negative thing onto you.
Wow. Okay, so then there's the trial for Paul Haggis, the director. He was found guilty, and this is a civil trial, and ordered to pay around $10 million in damages and for raping a publicist. And Scientology was also brought up in this trial. How was that brought up?
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's kind of the opposite of what was going on in the Masterson trial. In the Masterson trial, you have prosecutors and alleged victims saying that Scientology tried to cover up a rape or multiple rapes, whereas in the Paul Haggis trial, you have an ex-Scientologist claiming that the church is making up a rape against him and collaborating with this woman to destroy his career by bringing up these rape allegations. So it's really totally on the other side. But an issue there is that Haggis didn't really have any proof that could tie the Church of Scientology to the woman who was accusing him of sexual assault. So he kind of brought in all this stuff about how he was this vocal critic of the church, and that's why they wanted to destroy him, destroy his career. But he and his lawyers, frankly, stipulated to the fact that they couldn't tie the woman to Scientology. So they just hope to sow the seed in jurors' minds that, you know, potentially there was this nefarious conspiracy between Scientology and the woman. But obviously, at the end of the day, the jurors didn't buy it because they found him liable for the sexual assault and are forcing him to pay millions of dollars.
Right. And he had some high profile witnesses in his defense, a former Scientologist named Mike Rinder, who has spoken a lot about what goes on behind closed doors there. And also Leah Remini, the actress.
Yes, of course. Those are two of the most vocal critics of the church. Mike Grinder used to be the chief spokesperson for the church for many years, but they've all subsequently left, and they're kind of part of this cohort of former Scientologists who critique the church a lot. And Remini and Rinder both got on the stand, and though they don't know whether or not there's a conspiracy, they both testified about the church's fair game tactics in which it attacks critics. And Rinder even told me in an interview that he believed the church is behind the allegations against Haggis. But again, there was no evidence exactly proving that.
Right. And okay. And that trial is over. He was found guilty. The women in the Masterson trial, getting back to that, have also sued the church in a separate lawsuit. So what are they claiming there?
Yeah, in the separate lawsuit, the women who have accused Masterson of rape claim that the church came after them starting in 2016 after they went to law enforcement. And they say that the church has been harassing and stalking them ever since. One woman even claimed that she believes that church officials poisoned her dog. They've reported things like people peering into their homes late at night, repeatedly coming out in the morning to their cars, having all their doors and trunk open. The Church of Scientology obviously denies that they're stalking or harassing the women. And they say they're actually the ones being harassed by these women. And in that civil trial, actually, you will expect to hear a lot more about the church and its fair game tactics, because that'll be the first trial in which the church is actually a defendant in the case, as opposed to just, you know, an ancillary character.
All right. Noah Goldberg, reporter for the LA Times, covering the Danny Masterson trial. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, the future of gas stations is murky as we move to an EV future. That's next on Press Play.